State Senator Wynn Stoller is here. Good to see you, man. How are you?
Good. Good morning.
Now, I want to. You don't even know this is happening. Maybe you heard me tease it a half an hour ago, but you're part of an anniversary here, and you don't even know it.
Okay.
You were the very first day our producer Caleb Kelch worked for the Greg and Dan Show. You were one of the two guests that day. So congratulations.
Oh, well, thanks.
There's
a
gift basket waiting for you on the way out.
Sounds good.
And last couple of weeks, it always happens. There's always a lot of hubbub down in Springfield with budget stuff. I don't think most of us exactly know what's going on. We are like, all right, we're trusting you guys to do something. But we're going to play a game with you this morning, I understand. Is that right? What's the game? Tell me and Danny the game.
Yeah, so last week we finished up the spring session by passing the budget. That's the biggest thing
that's
we
what
do
you
every
do in
year,
the spring.
Right? And it's the largest spending plan in state history, almost $51 billion.
Okay.
And we took a look at this budget. It was 3,500 pages, and we got it about an hour before we started debate, the final version of it.
3,500
okay.
in an hour.
Okay. Why can't we pass a law that you guys get, or you guys and gals, 2 months or at least 4 weeks to look at anything you vote on and take it back to your constituents?
So I actually sponsored that bill. I said that we need 2 weeks to see, a particular state budget like this.
Sure, it's a big deal.
So, I have a high school in my district that passes their budget. They put it out a month in advance and let everybody see it. That's like $20 million, not $51
billion. Yeah.
And I was told by some Democrat colleagues, it's like, oh, we could never do that in Illinois. That's just not possible. I said, well, we should do that here.
Well, wait a minute. I tell you who was for that was Dave Kaler. Because when George Ryan passed, well, at least not now, he said it back then, when George Ryan passed that big infrastructure bill, he goes, we got it at 10:45, and it's like 800 pages.
But that's a review. George Ryan was a Republican.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, that's the game. That's part of the game. All right, let's not get too far off of that.
Yeah, so the majority party, my friends on the other side of the aisle, have made the claim that this is a balanced budget.
Okay.
And I disagree. I've got a few points here, but you know how Washington Post does some fact-checking? They call it Pinocchios, right?
Okay.
I would like to play that game with you, and I've got a few points here that I think shows that this is not a balanced budget.
Okay.
And you guys tell me
Dan
what
and I are exactly... I just have to warn you. We are absolutely terrible at games. But here we go. All right, let's go. You're going to say something, and we're going to say, what's our answer going to be?
Whether it deserves a Pinocchio. Whether the claim that this is a balanced budget deserves a Pinocchio or not.
Gotcha. All right, you go.
Okay, so first thing is we've got thousands, tens of thousands of state workers, and their contract, their union contract, comes up at the end of June, June 30th.
Okay.
In a normal environment without inflation, the average wage increase that's part of that contract would be $200 to $300 million increase per year. Now,
is it what percentage is it? Is it like
I don't have that.
Like three, probably like a 3%.
Yeah, on a normal year, maybe 3%. Yeah, but now, you'd be thinking it'd probably be 4 or 5, maybe more.
Sure,
I don't know.
Catching up.
Yeah, and so normally that's $200 to $300 million per year.
Okay,
this budget includes zero, even though we know it's coming.
Wait, this contract expires. So they're saying there's no increase in
that's
in...
what this budget would
okay,
have us
that's
believe.
A Pinocchio. There's no way that's the most powerful union in the country is the Public Workers Union. There's no way they would settle for that.
Of course not.
Okay,
and
I agree. I agree with that. Yeah, we do. But okay, so explain to me in the best way you can, because I don't know if you really know, but explain to me how they can justify saying that. What is the there has to be an explanation behind
the
that.
The answer to that would require me getting into the mind of a Democrat, which
you can't do.
I'm just not.
So,
very
so
good
that
at,
seems
but.
That seems very almost like silly.
Yeah. Well, I claimed in my floor speech last week that the budget is just full of gimmicks and tricks, and unfortunately, the Illinois people have come to kind of get used to that. They're normal, and I think that this is one of those cases because it just doesn't pass the plausible.
I just want to say it one more time. So normally, $200 to $300 million increase for the thousands, tens of thousands of state workers.
That's right.
In this particular budget, there is no money set aside for that, which we know at the end of this month,
and we all know it's
end
coming.
Of June next month, will not be the case. There'll certainly be an increase.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Go to the next one.
Okay. So the next one, we've probably heard about our highest in the nation pension debt. It's a $140 billion pension debt. We unfortunately lead the nation, and we hire a team of actuaries. These are the people that go and calculate, if we want to get properly fund our pension,
right,
this is what we need to be to contribute. And we put in an amount that's $4.2 billion lower than what these actuaries tell us we should be putting into our pension system, which is why we have the largest pension debt in the country, because we have consistently ignored their recommendations.
So who hired the actuaries?
That's the state legislature.
So the state legislature said, all right, we need some brains on this. Yep. This is what these people do for a living, right? And they said this number, and our budget came in $4.2 billion less than that.
That's, we put in about 10.2, and they said we should put $14.4 billion. Yeah, dollars.
That's a Pinocchio thing, right?
Well, okay. I know locally there was a group who were working on something that I don't understand, Greg, and you won't understand this either, amateurize, but there was a way to stretch out and repay this and repackage the pension bill that they thought would save us money, but it never got anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. No, the current ramp we're on says we need to be 90% funded by 2045, and to make that goal, the actuaries say we had to put in $14.4 billion.
So I don't understand why you even hire somebody if you don't take their word for it. Yeah, I really don't. Yeah. All right, what's the next one?
Okay, so this one might be the most egregious, I think, and that is you might have heard of the undocumented immigrant health care program that started 3 years ago.
Explain it to us real quick.
Okay, so these are, you might say, illegal immigrants. Some people call them illegal immigrants that come to Illinois, and we said we're going to get free health care. Now, we're one of only three states that do it at all,
okay. And
we're by far the most generous.
Okay.
It started, they said it was going to cost $2 million a year. Next year, it's estimated to cost $1.1 billion. And the legislator said, you know what, we're only going to fund it by $550 million. Now, I would suggest to you that the $1.1 billion estimate is low because thousands of more immigrants are coming to Illinois.
Sure.
And more are going to come when they hear about our free health care program.
I was going to ask that question. Yeah. Is that and that's been going on for 3 years?
For 3 years.
I apologize that I never knew that.
Yeah, this thing blew up. The estimates even earlier this year were about $200 million. And now they said, holy cow, there's so many coming. And they reanalyzed it. And now it's going to be $1.1 billion.
You know what's sad, Greg? Mm. They get better health care than our veterans.
Well, there's a lot of truth to that, Danny.
And Danny, you know what? They don't pay any health care premiums. They're not paying for their insurance.
Right.
They don't pay any co-pays. And it's fee-for-service. This is much better than the insurance that you and I might have where there's some managed care aspect to it.
Right.
They just go, and it is paid. It's like a Cadillac.
Yeah, if you do learn of that, you will likely move here.
Yeah,
if you can.
Right.
If
yeah, get a bus ticket to Illinois
if it's possible
to
do so. Yeah,
the way to solve this is for the Republicans to get their act together with a unified message and retake the House.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
talking to State Senator Wynn Stoller. That is a fair argument that Danny just made. And I know you're on the minority side, so you have to raise the flags, we're all friends here.
Yep.
But if those things are going to be rectified, then there does have to be a shift in who leads the state, right?
Yep.
I mean, that has to happen.
Well,
and that's a whole other conversation about how that goes about to happen.
And here's the thing I'm critical of the Democrats about. They look this as a spending bill. What they don't do is add the plus X or whatever, and that's revenue. And the way to attract revenue, if you want to attract something, charge less. And that's our taxes. If we lower our taxes, we can't do that. That's going to hurt our revenue coming in. You actually get more companies to come in if you lower taxes. When you raise taxes, you push companies out. And that's what the mayor of Chicago is doing right now. He's going to push a bunch of companies out of Chicago with these huge taxes. I don't understand why the Democrats don't get that.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree. I go back to Ronald Reagan, my favorite president. He said the problem is not that people are taxed too little. The problem is that government spends too much.
Yeah.
And that's the case here. This is a record size of our budget, $51 billion. And it's at a time where revenue is decreasing because of this COVID influx of windfall from the federal government has ended. And so our revenue decreased, but we've now fixed ourselves at this higher spending level.
Does it keep you up at night?
Oh, you know, I've learned to sleep through it no matter what.
It's tough because how long have you been now state senator?
It's been almost 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure at the beginning it's like you're getting drinking from a fire hose, as they say, right?
Yeah.
And now you kind of settle in a little bit, but you still have to stay vigilant to your own core values and to what you believe in.
Yeah.
And then you get up and do the battle again the next day.
Yeah.
It's good to see you. I hope life is good for you. I saw you at Five Points the other day, and Danny, I saw Wynn at Five Points, and I thought he was the best dressed person going to a Beatles tribute show I'd ever seen in my life. Yeah. But that's not why he was there. He was going to something else. So it's good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you. Thanks so much.
Thanks for coming in.